You got a win against the Stars,
yep.
And then you're competitive with Belfast Giants. So I mean, I imagine you'll be going into this weekend,
yeah,
aiming for 2 wins out of 2.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, you know, that's the plan. I think every weekend, the Belfast game, obviously, Owen has been fantastic. You know, since I even got here last year, every game he keeps us in it. So hopefully we can not give him as much work, you know, but. He's been a wall for us every single game, and yeah, for us to do well, everybody's got to be, you know, doing their part, and you know, he's certainly done his and over and beyond. So we're really happy to have him, and I think guys are excited about this year because I think we got a little bit more talented. You know, we don't need that many chances. You know, we can put the puck in the net. I think this year, mm-hmm. I think it'll show. So I think, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
The fans, you know, the appreciation they showed yourselves last weekend, how massive is that psychologically, having the support right behind you and then feeding all those feelings down to the players? I mean, it must be a huge boost.
Yeah, it's huge. It's definitely a huge boost, especially when you're short bodies. You know, they can give you energy to keep going and keep fighting and, you know, pull out wins. And it's, you know, when the fans are going, this barn is a really hard place to come in and play, you know, especially when we have a good start and the fans are into it, and we really appreciate all the support so far.
And do you have a target for where you'd like to finish in the league, or is it a matter of get a winning run together, get the momentum up,
yeah,
and see where you end up as the season progresses?
Yeah, I think it's just day to day. I think we have a lot of professionals in that room, so keeping good habits and, you know, see where the chips fall. I think, you know, we're trying to do our best every day and try to win every game. So you can, even though we were short bodies in Belfast, we took them to the brink, and I think penalties were 6-0. So, you know, we were on the penalty kill a lot of the night, but. Yeah, I think it'll be a pretty exciting season so far.
How are you feeling this morning? Because you just said you had 2 days off there after that intense week that you had. 3 games in 4 days, I think it was.
Yeah, it was a tough stretch. We didn't have many guys against Belfast who played pretty well actually against us. But we battled very good against them with the short bench. But like, yeah, it was a tough weekend. Definitely deserved those 2 days off. I feel good now, and the ice practice was good with the guys. Guys look fresh now, so I feel good.
The win against the Stars was obviously brilliant. The competitiveness with Belfast Giants also very encouraging. So, okay, it wasn't 3 wins out of 3, but still, there's still good signs and good vibes there, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, it's very good signs. Tells a lot about this team that we can battle against supposed to be the best team in the league with short bench. So there's a lot of character in this team, and like, we don't give up, and I just wait when we get the full lineup and we play against them again. So we'll see what happens then.
How important is it that the Flyers get off to a winning start this weekend, 2 wins out of 2? Because I mean, I imagine that's what you and the players would love to get this weekend.
Yeah, of course. We want that first home win, obviously, and we don't think ahead that much. We just focus on that day we're here, and like I said, we want that first home win.
Absolutely. And what Coventry plays Manchester Storm, Coventry on Sunday, Manchester on Saturday. What sort of opposition do you think they'll provide?
We'll see. Coventry has had a pretty good start, so it's going to be a tough game on the Sunday. But now we're focusing on Saturday, the home game, and we're just hoping to get the guys back, get the full lineup, and doing our best on the ice and getting those small details working even better, like power play, penalty kill, and those stuff. So I think it's going to be good.
And the role of the fans will be critical as well, because there's obviously an appreciation for the efforts the team are putting in.
Yeah, I love the start, how the fans have been in these games. Also in the away games, it's lovely to see them there, and they definitely give us energy and that extra push. So I hope it's gonna stay like this, and there's some still empty seats, so I hope they're gonna be filled.
A full sellout, you'd hope.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. There's a lot of hope going into the new Elite League season. Do you have a target for where you'd like to be in the table?
I think, you know, one of our first goals, short-term goals, was to qualify for the next round of the Challenge Cup. Obviously, we've, you know, had the injuries, and it could have been easy to kind of not follow through with that goal. But I think we've done a good job at you know, the commitment from the guys has been great to kind of take that first step. And then for the league, you know, for us, like, I think, you know, considering where we've been the last 3 years, with including the COVID shutdown, yeah, I mean, I think we're a club that can achieve top half of the table standings. But again, there's a lot of factors that come into that, you know, keeping healthy, scoring and goaltending and good defense. I think we've got a good mix of that this year. I think we've got experienced guys that know what it takes to win. And again, it's just, you know, winning home games is important for us, you know. So if we win home games, you know, and we're winning, we can win 80-90% of the home games, then that puts us in good standing for the league, and that, you know, the standings naturally take place.
That leads me perfectly to my last question. Fan input, I imagine that's going to be so critical, because if the hope from the fans comes onto the players, that could only help you.
Yeah, I think as a club, we took a pledge, you know, at the end of last season to improve things on and off the ice. I think certainly on the ice, we've put a better product on the ice to start. I think things are going in the right direction off the ice as well. You know, it's probably a little bit of a slower burn off the ice than it is on the ice. But, you know, I think that the fans have supported that. And that just shows by the last two weekends. You know, we put in an announcement that we're going to be four players short prior to the game, and we still have healthy crowds. So, you know, that's encouraging for us. And I'm excited, and I'm sure the fan base are excited to see a full team on the ice and what we can do for real.